Good morning, everybody. Well, it is on. It is on like Donkey Kong. That's all I got to say. Lots to talk about today. Stay with me. It's going to be very important coming into these weeks, into these months, that you stay with me on this because I got a lot of important shit to say. And I've been following this. I've been tracking this. I've been talking to Juanito. I've been talking to a lot of people on the phone. Shit has gotten real. It is, when I say it's on, I mean it's on. So things are going to start escalating by the day, by the week, month. It's going. It's when I said a vertical leap up in October, I wasn't even really expecting this much, but it looks like we're there now. And here we go, folks. Venmo D-Rod 1977 D-Rod 1977. If you appreciate me bringing the news to you and want to contribute, I honestly appreciate it. It keeps me going. When the lights go out, on Amazon, get a copy of the book. If you sign up to the General's Tent, I sign the book and send it off to you myself. Yeah. And then the Mexican Mix, my mama's book. This is also on Amazon. Leave an honest review. That's all we ask. Leave an honest review. Got to tell you, folks. Here we go. We're off to the races. We are off to the races. You know, I was looking through Instagram right now and I was thinking to myself, that's like the one place. What Instagram has turned into is like, it's like where you can open, where a woman can openly, she can openly state she's an escort without saying she's an escort. I don't know. How do you tell? Well, they're always in nice cars. They're kind of showing what they're worth, what kind of price they demand. By the jewelry they wear, the thongs they wear. It's a really, really sad existence, man. That's all I can say. Folks, unified with Jason Shurka. I don't know if you've seen the video we did together. I have it right here. Here is the machine working on my desk across the desk. That's a machine right there. I think it's giving me a lot of energy. I think I feel better during the day. And they're opening centers all across the world for this device. So there has to be something there. You may have seen my interview with Jason Shurka where we talked about a revolutionary healing technology. It's a healing technology called the Energy Enhancement System, or EES. After hearing of all the benefits, I decided to get one for my office where I spend most of my time. I certainly am feeling a lot more focused, energized, just having it next to my desk. I got to say, is doing something. Do I really understand how it works? Not really, but it's there. It's right there. Just 16 months ago, Jason created Unified Healing with the mission to spread the technology to the masses in an affordable and accessible way. There are now 350 wellness centers, folks, with the energy enhancement technology in 40 friggin' countries. Unified Healing also teams up directly with EES to donate systems to countries that cannot afford it, and to individuals who are in dire need of help. So this is big. The link is down below, Unified Healing. Hit the link. The energy enhancement system generates multiple bioactive life-enhancing energy fields, including scalar waves, which can allow cell regeneration, improve immune function, provide relief from pain, detoxify the body, elevate moods, and assist in balancing right and left hemispheres of the brain to increase energy levels. Some of the stories people tell seem miraculous, but this is simply the wave of the future. Folks, go down below and hit the link and get yourself a machine. It's pretty awesome. They're a little pricey. I don't know if there's like financing available or whatever, but I got it right here, and I'm looking at it right now. All right. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Get yourself a counterpunch shirt. That's all I'm going to say. Get yourself a Hillary in jail. It's a good one. Nino's Corner.tv. What can I say about this? Wow. Stellar guests. SG Anon is up right now. SG Anon is up right now. Talking about the world is on fire. Explosive moves ahead. We war game it right there in front of you together. And it's epic. It's an epic, epic, epic episode. That's up on Nino's Corner.tv. If you're not on Nino's Corner.tv, you're missing the whole deep state war. You're just walking around clueless. You don't know what's going on. You really don't know what's going on until you get to. I'm going to tell you right now, I feel it's number one out there. And I don't know. Give me a thumbs up if you agree, because I think that I've put together something very special for you guys in Nino's Corner.tv. It's everything war on the deep state. The Ghost, two parts for The Ghost, is coming out. I'll probably be putting the first episode up tonight. I'm going on with Lou Valentino on YouTube. I'll be on his channel. Alpha Warriors coming on to Nino's Corner.tv. Jim Willie, Financial Report, coming on Nino's Corner.tv. Danny and Brinkley, we're going to be talking a lot about 2025. Juan O'Savin, I'm in constant communication with him right now regarding what's happening in the world, the strikes in Syria. Folks, this has just escalated to another level. Benjamin Fulford will be the next general in the general's tent. He's the next one, Benjamin Fulford. You all requested him. I listened. He's next. So he's coming on next for the general's tent. November, it's going to be after the 20th. I got to figure out the right date. So I'll figure all that out very soon. So, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. But it is the apocalypse, so you might want to turn it up. You might want to turn it up, because shit just got real, okay? It just got real. Wow. We are in it. But before we get it too much further, coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, let's go. It's on. We just struck Iran. So this is how we did it. After the MAGA House win, okay, so after all this happened, now remember, dates and numbers are very important to these people. Israel raids Gaza. It was a limited type of raid. And America strikes Iran. And there's a mass shooting. All of this happens shortly after we get the MAGA House Speaker. Now, he's better than McCarthy. Am I sold on him? No. I just got word. Now, there's no real true validity. I didn't see a picture. I didn't see anything like that. But I heard that he's a Mason. You can't serve two masters. And anyone who knows the brotherhood or Christ, Jesus Christ, 100% for me. So you can't serve two masters. And a lot of people get mad when they hear that, but sorry, that's the way it is. Anything done in the cover of darkness is evil in nature. So who is he going to pay an allegiance to? His brotherhood or Jesus Christ? That's going to be the test of his own soul. I'm hearing he's already given. Now, I'm not sure, but now maybe you all can check on this, because I've been hearing that he's already turned and he's already given money to Ukraine. So if that's true, we already know who's pulling the strings. So I'm not saying he's not going to do anything, any good things. I'm pretty sure he's going to be doing some positive, good moves. But, folks, it's plain as day. Plain as day. Can't serve two masters. Sorry. Just not going to happen. So it's on. Shit just got real. Power moves are being played. And now America strikes Iran. Thank you. Thank you, Raymond Lindsay. So word on the street is how United States. Well, not word on the street, that this is confirmed. Conducted multiple strikes against Iran in multiple locations and in Syria. And I also heard that through Juanito that we lost special ops team, a special operation team, in Gaza. No official number on the death toll as of yet. Here's how this is playing out. Deplete our resources abroad as we create World War III, destroy our borders and morale from the inside while bringing in millions of immigrants and now Gaza refugees. Yes, I said that. So how many Gaza refugees are coming? It's not on. You're not going to hear this really on any MSM. So I have to state this as a question. This is important for YouTube. Are we bringing in Gaza refugees? See how I have to do that? See, are we? I don't know. As we make a move, they make a move. It's a counter move and vice versa. So as we move, they counter move. As they move, we counter move. So as vice versa. So dates and numbers are very important to these occult pagan Satanists. We've been talking about the 26th for a very long time on ninoscorner.tv. And as it hit, it was a date and a marker. For me, it's not the marker that I'm looking for. There's another marker coming by the end of this month. I'll be transparent about it, but you'll know when it happens. When you understand controlling these numbers and dates, this is the key to understanding their playbook. Their playbook. And folks, that's really what you have to go by. And Bo Pony really puts it together and wraps it up very nicely for all of us. But it goes hand in hand with Juan, the ghost, all of them that come on my program. A lot of people that come on my program and relay the information that needs to be put out there. So as we pick a MAGA, a quote-unquote MAGA extremist for House Speaker, like I said, I'm not sold on the guy. Oh, Monkey Works is calling out refugee flights. Wow. All right, good. Well, then he's on it. Mike Johnson. We have Kamala Harris demand an assault on a ban on assault to ban on assault weapons just 24 hours before the mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine, by Robert Card, who's, by the way, still at large, I'm hearing. Thank you, Gray Area. So as she calls a ban just 24 hours before. By the way, Robert Card is a military vet. I find that very interesting. That's the target. Remember, the white military men, the white military vets. They're going to be a danger to society. He's still at large from what I'm hearing, and the area, and that area in Maine is on lockdown. Now, from what I'm hearing, that area in Maine is on lockdown, and that's a conditioning process that they're using through the mainstream media to get you used to lockdowns again, okay? So this is how that's going to happen. So if we're doing that for one active shooter that's at large, imagine what happens when multiple terrorist attacks happen here in America. That's just a question I'm asking. What happens when a multiple terrorist attacks happen in America? So you can imagine many, many multiple lockdowns. James Comer has stated that you can expect to see the Biden family testifying in front of the House. Vice grips are moving in very slowly on these deep state people. Very slowly, very slowly. Pressure's getting on. And what do they want to do? Start World War III, folks. Okay? They know it's coming to me. They know it's coming. But what does that also tell me? That tells me that we are due for a false flag event, some kind of event to happen. Aquí. And soon. So are we going to have more mass shootings? Are we going to have some kind of Hamas Halal Akbar fucking attack? I don't know. Use your imaginations. I don't know why that person's even contributing money. I don't get it. He wants to be seen, I guess. U.S. military strikes two Iran-linked sites in Syria. So the U.S. military early Friday carried out airstrikes against two locations in eastern Syria linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, according to the Pentagon. The precision self-defense strikes were at the direction of President Joe Biden and are a response to a series of ongoing and mostly unsuccessful attacks against U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups that began on October 17th. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said in a statement. So information about the specific targets and other details weren't provided. The president has no higher priority than the safety of U.S. personnel. And he directed today's action to make clear that the United States will not tolerate such attacks and will defend itself, its personnel, and its interests, the Pentagon chief said in a statement. So here we go. It's on. I put up a video on my Telegram, Nino's Corner, if you want to go there, of the firefight of jets. I think 20-plus jets, 25, it was either 20 or 25 jets downed in 20 minutes. You can see the whole firefight on my Telegram channel. I think I also put it on my X channel or Twitter channel, whatever. I still call it Twitter. I still call it twatter. It's still twatter. Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brig General Pat Ryder said 21 U.S. personnel were injured in two of the assaults that used drones to target Al-Assad Air Base in Iraq and Al-Tarif Garrison in Syria. Now, regarding the Biden crime family, this is important you understand this as well. So, there's been obtained docs from the archives showing how Hunter got special attention from the Obama administration for his trips to China, where he set up BHR Partners. Hunter's current 10% stake in BHR is controlled by his lawyer, Kevin Morris. Emails from 2014 show the U.S. Embassy in China and Biden's VP office reached out to help Hunter on his China trips. All of this is coming to light right at the same time. All of this is coming to light right as World War III starts. Scorched Earth agenda. Now, regarding the new House Speaker, I'm going to speak on this guy just for a little bit. Like I said, I'm not sold on him. I don't believe you can serve two masters. Not in my book. Adam Schiff tweets. You can tell he's worried. He's a little worried, but I'm sure they're in the back room somewhere patting him on the back saying, "Don't worry, Adam. Don't worry. He'll do exactly as we're told. He'll do exactly as he's told." Kelly, thank you, Kelly and Jesse. So Adam Schiff tweets, the House has a new speaker, Mike Johnson. He's anti-reproductive freedom, wants to end Medicare and Social Security as we know it, and helped lead the effort to overturn the bank robbery. You know what I'm talking about. I still don't trust YouTube. But I guess that's just par for the course in today's GOP. From my understanding, when this counterpunch hits, they're going to know it's game time, and things are going to intensify now. I'm hoping it hits. I have a marker for the counterpunch. Now, will it hit? My guess is as good as yours. I've been told it looks likely, but I don't know. I'm not psychic, so don't hold me to it. But who is Mike Johnson really? Let's look at some of his record here. Mike Johnson looks like a great choice for Speaker of the House. He has a 74% Liberty score. McCarthy only had a 54% Liberty score. Where'd they get this bullshit? I don't know. But he has an F rating on Republicans for Ukraine, which I think just turned into an A. F rating on the far left Democracy score. Voted against every Ukraine bill after the first one. McCarthy never voted against it. Objected to certifying the bank robbery. We know what that is. And helped file the Texas amicus brief. Extremely focused on investigations into the Biden crime family, Mayorkas, and the rest of the administration, doesn't run from the spotlight. Now, I saw this man take a knee and pray, and that made me feel pretty good. But when I heard he has an allegiance to the Brotherhood, like I said, you're either doing what God wants you to do or the Brotherhood, okay? There's no two ways about it. The White House has ordered the Department of Defense to begin preparing contingency plans for a worst-case scenario in the Middle East, which could require the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of U.S. nationals from the region with significant concern for roughly 600,000 Americans in Lebanon and Israel. Refugees, come on in. We're all open to everybody. Come on in. We're welcoming everybody. Israeli troops briefly raid northern Gaza to prepare for an expected full-scale incursion. Thank you very much, Mark Veen. Let's go, champ. Let's go, motherfucker. Yeah. Thank you. So Gaza Strip, Israeli troops and tanks briefly raided northern Gaza overnight, and the military said Thursday, engaging with Hamas fighters and targeting anti-tank weapons in order to prepare the battlefield before an expected ground invasion. The third Israel raid since the war began came after more than 2 weeks of devastating airstrikes that have left thousands dead and more than 1 million displaced from their homes in the small, densely populated territory. Arab leaders made a joint plea Thursday for a ceasefire to the civilian suffering and allow humanitarian aid into Gaza, where Israel has imposed a suffocating siege ever since Hamas rampage and hostage taking in southern Israel ignited the war. I have so many questions. The rising death toll in Gaza is unprecedented in the decades-long Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The health ministry of Hamas-ruled Gaza said Thursday more than 7,000 Palestinians have died in the fighting. It's getting hot every day. We are now in the zone of every day it's going to intensify that much more. Russia hosts Hamas and Iran in Moscow meeting. So a pair of delegations from Iran and Hamas have descended onto Moscow, where Russian foreign ministry Sergei Lavrov subordinates are huddling with Israel's enemies as this war in Gaza threatens to expand. The talks focused on the recent Israel aggression on the Gaza Strip and the strategies to halt Israel crimes, which are backed by the U.S. and many Western nations, Hamas announced in its English-language Telegram channel. Russian officials confirmed that the visit, saying that meeting with Hamas was focused on continuation of the Russian course towards the release of foreign hostages present in the Gaza Strip. The conversation featured Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Mikhail Bogodov. Let me try this one. Bogodov. According to Hamas, Russia also confirmed that another deputy foreign minister hosted a senior Iranian official. Damn. Hamas fighters train in Iran before October 7th attacks. Tel Aviv, and I'm going real fast through this, folks. I'm going fast through this because there's a lot here. I have a lot here. Hamas fighters trained in Iran. Who gave money to Iran? You guessed it. You know who gave money to Iran. And that's where they're training. Tel Aviv, in the weeks leading up to the Hamas October 7th attack on Israel, hundreds of Palestinian Islamist militant groups fighters received specialized combat training in Iran, according to people familiar with the intelligence related to the assault. Roughly 500 militants from Hamas and the affiliated group Palestinian Islamic Jihad participated in the exercises September, which were led by officers of the Quds Force, the foreign operations arm of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, people said. Senior Palestinian officials and Iranian Brig General Ismail Khalani, the head of Quds Force, also attended, they said. More than 1,400 people, mostly civilians, were killed October 7th by Hamas fighters training in Iran. Who gave money to Iran? You know. Biden funds Hamas, but turns his back on Christians. President Joe Biden announced last week that the United States will provide $100 million of new U.S. funding for humanitarian assistance in both Gaza. Make up your mind, okay? Who are you backing here? Make up your mind. We'll provide $100 million, your tax dollars, to funding for humanitarian assistance in both Gaza and the West Bank. Ugh, my God. The administration will channel money for Gaza from the U.S. Agency for International Development's emergency funds that will not be subject to congressional scrutiny. Meanwhile, will not answer questions about how it will spend the money in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. I bet that pisses all of you off. Give Israel the money, they attack Gaza, then we give Gaza humanitarian aid. That's all your tax dollars right there going down the drain. It's like me paying for like a hit team to beat the shit out of somebody and then pay for their hospital bills. It makes no sense. Makes zero sense. Oh, we're going to pay for you to kick his ass, but as soon as he's an inch from his life leaving him, I'm going to pay for all his hospital bills too. So that way I don't feel so bad about it. Does this make fucking sense to you? Does it make you to a liberal? Oh, that makes sense. Because see, we beat them. We destroy them and we bomb them and we kill all of them. And then those who are still alive, barely an inch from their life being taken from them, we're going to pay for their hospital bills and send them aid. So we just don't feel that bad about it. We don't want to feel that bad because we're also a Christian company. We'll bomb the shit out of you, but then we'll help you, okay? We'll send you humanitarian aid. So we look good. So all the liberals feel really good about this. This is only for the liberals. This is so they can be like, well, did you see? We're sending them humanitarian. We bomb them, but we send them humanitarian aid, Betty. Don't you see? This is the right thing to do. Bomb them, destroy their cities to rubble, and then we help them. We help them. What about Lahaina? What about that? Oh, that's different. That's different. The Hawaiian people can band together and help themselves. Man. Hamas leader holds talks with top Iranian official amid growing fears the Israeli-Gaza war could mushroom. I like the terminology. Could mushroom into a wider Middle East conflict as IDF strikes two Hezbollah cells in Lebanon and Syrian international airports. Terror chief Ismail Haniyeh spoke with Foreign Minister Hussein Abrahamallah. Iran previously warned U.S. Israel's war with Hamas could spiral out of control. Hamas leader and top Iranian official held talks last night amid growing fears the Israeli-Gaza war could mushroom into a wider Middle East conflict. I got news for you. It just did. It just did. Israeli airstrikes have been pounding the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip since the terrorist group invaded Israel and murdered at least 1,500 people while taking over 200 hostages 2 weeks ago. So almost 50 Israeli hostages have been killed in the raids, Hamas Armed Wing says. Hamas Armed Wing said Thursday that almost 50 Israeli hostages held in Gaza Strip since October 7th attacks have been killed in Israeli bombing raids on the Palestinian territory. Those of you traveling, I would say keep traveling as long as it's within. I'd be nervous a little bit traveling out of the country. I would suggest, and this is just my opinion, if you're leaving the country, I wouldn't do it right now. Me personally, I'd stay within the 50 states. They're bringing everybody back here, folks. There's a reason for that. Let's think logically here. A lot of you have planned your trips. You want to go on your trip. You want to go on your girl's trip. You just broke up with your man, and you're ready to get out and mingle. and with another and hopefully meet a foreign guy in a foreign country that nobody will know about when you do your dirty. Meet little Ahmad for a one night stand. Little Ahmad. I remember when I was in Mexico and the cab driver was telling me, and this cab driver was like little tiny little Indian guy. And he was telling me, a Mexican guy, and he was telling me how many women he sleeps with a night doing the cab service in Cancun, Mexico. I was like, you're full of shit. I don't believe you. No way. And lo and behold, he had pictures to prove it. All the white women. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm not even lying about that. Psychological warfare on Hamas meant to humiliate. So they're putting articles like this out. Squad of female IDF combat troops eliminated nearly 100 Hamas terrorists. Do I believe this article? Not really, but I don't know. I think it's done for psychological warfare to humiliate and disgrace Hamas. So only if you have had the chance to witness the extraordinary actions of Caracal Battalion during their battle against the Hamas terrorists. Oh, boy. The Ben Yehuda, the commander of this unit, now recruits her experiences in the southern Gaza Strip where her battalion eliminated approximately. So they're saying that these women, could it have happened? Yes, it could happen. Do I think it happened? I'm 50-50 on it. Where her battalion eliminated approximately 100 terrorists. She also has a clear message for those who question the capabilities of female fighters. As the assault on Gaza border area began, Ben Yehuda swiftly moved from the battalion headquarters in Nahal Raviv to a post on the Egyptian border with armored personnel carriers. Rockets were raining down and warnings arrived regarding potential terrorist affiliation, infiltration in this Shilomit Bir Nozer towns. So what they're saying in this article is this female squad, a squad of females, IDF combat troops, eliminated nearly 100 Hamas terrorists in a gunfight. And that's all over, supposedly, the Jerusalem Post Times. It's out there. Getting mass coverage, and I think it's more psychological warfare to humiliate and disgrace, because you know how the Hamas are and what they think about women. So if you tell them they're getting their ass kicked by a group of women, it's funny. Oh, that's funny. I'm all for it. Whatever. Do I really believe it? Not really, but that's just me speaking. Oh, boy. Anyway, this article I'm not going to read because I just noticed here that probably not good. Trump, let's talk about Trump for a second. Trump risks violating gag order again, by calling New York judge tyrannical and crazy in his hatred. Ex-president claims he's found guilty before the trial even started and claims Michael Cohen choked on the stand. He has a lot of balls, doesn't he, folks? You got to wonder why. This guy carries his balls in a wheelbarrow, okay? Trump carries his elephant nuts in a wheelbarrow. I'm telling you. So for him to have the balls he has during this, what's happening to this man right now, tells you there's something up. He knows something you don't. He's very confident. The judge hit him with the fines and that he violated gag order not to comment on staff. Trump claims he was actually attacking Michael Cohen, not a court clerk. So Donald Trump risked violating the gag order in his New York fraud trials again with an attack on the judge and the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, in a series of truth posts on Thursday morning. Just hours after he took to the stand, he was fined $10,000, which is nothing to this guy. The former president unleashed fresh attacks claiming radical left judge Arthur Engoron, is it? I want to say it with a Spanish accent. Ingarón. 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 Way. Found him guilty before the trial even started, long before he had the real facts. The radical left judge said he doesn't care. Trump said he is trying to protect racist AG Letitia James Jackson, motherfucker, who has no case, lost appeal, but is tyrannical and unhinged, and she's a Trump-hating judge. Now, I have to pose a question. Will he be arrested and thrown in jail? I don't see it happening, but that's just my opinion. Will he be on house arrest? Maybe. I still doubt that. I still even doubt that, to be honest. Just being honest. So they're spinning. You know what evil does? They spin the narrative. They steal it and make it theirs. So what they're doing is public shaming to anyone that's associated with Trump, breaking down, demoralizing, and breaking the morale. So ex-Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis pleads guilty in Georgia election interference case. Former Trump lawyer Jenna Ellis pled guilty on Tuesday morning in the general election interference case, becoming the fourth co-defendant to accept a plea deal instead of going to trial. So Ellis pleaded guilty in court to aiding and abetting false statements and writings. They're getting taken down like dominoes, but I'm telling you, folks, keep the faith, hold the line. This is meant to happen. The conditions of the plea agreement include the requirements that she serve 5 years of probation, pay $5,000 of the restitution to the Georgia Secretary of State within 30 days, and testify at hearings or trials in the case. Did you guys see the video of her like, I don't know. Ellis is also required to complete 100 hours of community service. I used to do that. I used to be that guy on the side of the road cleaning up the trash. Those are days I'm not very much proud of, but I remember doing that. That sucked. And I used to have a guy that used to be like, oh, I'll just put in another hour for you. I used to have to go to the gym. I remember one time I launched a Roman candle inside Beauty and the Beast movie theater back in the day. I don't know if you guys remember that movie, but we triggered it with a wire to the door. So the next person that came in lit the Roman candle and it fired off in the movie theater and it blew out the whole movie screen and the crowd went running, screaming in front of like Godzilla. And me and my friend were in the movie theater next to it, just hearing the explosives go off. And I was like 13, 14 years old at the time. And as we watched out, I said, hey, man, let's get out of here. Let's get out of this theater right now. We're in trouble, bro. And his name was Joe Chagra. The Chagra family is a very infamous family in El Paso back in the day. But we left the movie theater, and as we were leaving, some old couple pointed at us, and they go, that's them. That's the kids right there. And so they got us, and they arrested us, threw us in the hooscow, and I had to do community service cleaning up movie theaters for the next, I don't know, 5-6 months, I think it was. Yeah. Those were the days. That was my adolescence. I was always in trouble. I was kicked out of 4 schools in 1 year. It shows you where I was headed. For this. What? Oh, boy. It paid off. I was always in trouble. There was not a day that I wasn't in trouble. My dad, I had to take chapters out of my book. My dad was like, come on, man. You can't put that in there. I'm like, why? The donkey show. You're going to put the donkey show in there, cabrón? I'm like, oh, maybe not. I guess I won't put that in there. But it was good. It was a good chapter that I left out of the book. Damn, I kind of wish I would have left it in there because it's such a crazy book anyway that I'm kind of like, I probably should have just left it in there. But yes, the Roman candle story is true. My friend, he's like a MacGyver. He would like go buy stuff at Radio Shack. He's like, look, we're going to buy this fuse. And when it hits like this and the wick is in the middle, it'll set off the Roman candle and it'll blow up the whole movie theater. I was like, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do it. And then we went to jail. With plea deals in Georgia, Trump case, Fannie Willis, motherfucker, is building momentum. Fannie T. Willis, the district attorney of Fulton County, Georgia, had no shortage of doubters when she brought an ambitious racketeering case in August against former President Donald J. Trump and 18 of his allies. It was too broad, they said, and too complicated with so many defendants and multiple crisscrossing plot lines for jurors to follow. But the power of Georgia's racketeering statute in Ms. Willis's hands has become apparent over the last 6 days. Her office is riding a wave of momentum that started with a guilty plea last Thursday from Sidney K. Powell, the pro-Trump lawyer who had promised in November 2020 to release the Kraken by exposing the bank robbery, but never did. So they think they're riding on a wave of momentum. Wait till the counterpunch happens. They're going to know, all these people are going to know they're in really deep shit. Ooh, we're playing with someone that has bigger guns than us. Oh, fuck. They're going to be like, Trump, can we do anything for you, Trump? You know what he's going to say? I don't think so. But go ahead. Carry on. New York Supreme Court reinstates all employees fired for being not getting this with back pay. So the court found money that being this not prevent an injury. Damn. So they're rehiring those people that didn't want to get this and they're giving them back pay in New York. So funny how that came back around, but I'm not going to read it because I feel like it can get me in trouble on FluffTube. Do you guys like spending an hour with me or do you want less time with me? What do you want? More or less? Want more Nino or less Nino? Oh, fuck. You want some more Nino? Nothing like coffee and a cigar in the morning. Oh, yes. You got to be crazy on the apocalypse because it's the end of the world as we know it. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun bringing in the new year and the end of the world. I'm not worried, by the way. I may come on here and act a little erratic, frustrated, pissed off. I'm sure you're all going through the emotions with me. But I'm not worried. My life is kind of boring these days. This is pretty much all I do now is a podcast. I used to drink. I used to womanize. I used to fight. Now I just smoke a cigar every now and then. I'm realizing I'm getting old. I'm 46. 46. I think I look pretty good. I take all those supplements. I push. I pedal. I got to tell you. I have a new purpose for living, and you all give it to me, so I like to say thank you for that. But really, to be quite honest with you, life is not the same as it used to be. I used to be an undefeated heavyweight champion boxer. Did everything I wanted to do. I was a tyrant. I was a fucking tyrant. And now I guess I'm making up for it because I feel like I'm serving you guys. I feel like I'm, yes, I have a business now. I've turned this into a business because I had to put food on the table. Otherwise, I'd be homeless. I'd be out on the street saying the shit that I'm saying. Believe me, I wouldn't get hired anywhere. So this is like my last ditch effort to make something out of my life. But I was a champion boxer. I did what I could do in the boxing ring. I could have done a lot more. I kind of pissed it away. I got everything too easy. Before I could get to the heavyweight championship fight of the world, I was just already living like a celebrity. I was living life like It was too crazy. It was just too much. So now I'm doing this, and I'm putting my neck on the line for you guys because I feel like I owe it to God for sparing my life twice, because I should have been dead. And that's not a joke, and I'm not making light of it, but when you get slit, your neck slit open, and you watch your own blood pour out of your neck, you know, it's time to make some changes. When you overdose on drugs and they have to bring you back with a defibrillator, you know, it's time to make some changes. And then after that, you go get knocked out in the ring because you're still not taking the sport serious. You know, it's time to make some changes. Your whole world blows up like a nuclear bomb goes off in your life. You know, it's time to make some changes. And America is going through the same thing that I went through personally. That's why I understand what time it is. Because guess what? It happened to me personally. It happened in my life. I had to pick up the pieces after a nuclear bomb went off in my life and shattered me into trillions of... It vaporized my life, my soul. Vaporized my identity and my soul. And now I've picked up the pieces, and if I can do it, you can do it. If I can come back from that, you can do it, America, okay? America, you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. If I can be a man, tie one nut, and reinvent my life, then guess what, America? You can too, because America was built on men like me. You have to have a backbone. You have to have the balls to make changes. You have to be courageous enough to sacrifice certain things. You can't give in to temptation. If you want to make a change in your life and do a positive and do something positive, give up a negative. Give up drinking. Give up fentanyl. Give up drugs. Give up cocaine. Give up something. Give up sex. Give up something so God can work in your life. He's working in mine, and every day is a struggle. Let me tell you, folks, every day is a struggle. I struggle. I fight battles every day. I'm facing demons every fucking day. This is not easy. Lubbock becomes largest Texas county to outlaw abortion-related travel. Lubbock County outlawed transporting a person on its roads for an abortion, becoming the latest and largest Texas jurisdiction to enact such a ban, as some localities were to restrict a procedure already illegal in the state. Three of the West Texas County's five all-male commissioners, commissioners approved the ordinance Monday after hearing from Lubbock locals and advocates for the neighboring state of New Mexico, which has become a haven for Texas seeking abortions. I don't want to wear a condom. I can't stand condoms. It doesn't feel good. But he pulled out. I don't understand how I'm pregnant. I swear I watched him. He pulled out all over my stomach. And I'm still pregnant? How did that happen? I don't. It just takes one. It just takes one to get in there. Okay? It just takes one. I don't understand, Jessica. He pulled out all over my face. UFC announces Bud Light as its official beer in partnership with Anheuser-Busch. I know a lot of people are pissed off about this one. I mean, it's a $100 million deal. UFC. So UFC fans now threaten to boycott the sport after it announced $105 million a year deal. $105 million a year deal. Bud Light sponsorship deal. As supporters continue to fume at beer company for using you-know-who. UFC supporters have threatened to boycott the sport over its latest partnership. Dana White recently announced a huge partnership deal with Bud Light. There are growing calls from UFC supporters to boycott the sport after the brand announced a new major sponsorship deal with Bud Light. The brewer was formerly the number one bestseller beer across the country, but has since lost its ranking after the partnering of you-know-who. So basically they signed a multi-year deal with Bud Light, reportedly worth over $87 million per year, and sees the two organizations reunite with each other. Wow, that's a lot of money. I don't know. Do you blame Dana White for doing this? I mean, money talks, bullshit walks. I can kind of see his point of view, but I don't like that he's calling fans. So basically, UFC chief Dana White rips dummies upset over sponsorship deal with Bud Light. So he's telling the fans, like, you're stupid. I don't care what you think. UFC chief Dana White ripped into his fans, upset that he has signed a $100 million sponsorship deal with you know who. Bud Light beer brand has suffered serious financial losses after teaming up with the over-the-top this week, UFC announced Tuesday that it had chosen Bud Light to sponsor its programs for the next 6 years with a $100 million deal. A year deal, I guess. I don't know. What's your thoughts on that? Are you going to watch UFC? Or are you going to boycott it? What are you going to do? What do you guys want to do? Boycott it? I don't know. I don't drink beer anymore, although I crave it every now and then. Sometimes I'm thinking to myself, I would love to just have a cold beer. Fuck, one glass of wine, one cold beer. But I know what happens. I can do that. Everyone says, well, why is drinking the only thing that when you cut it out of your life, people look at you like you're retarded. Like oh, wow, you had a problem. You couldn't hold your alcohol. Now, guess what? You have the problem. If you look at me that way, you have the problem. For me, it's like putting gasoline on a fire. It's like putting gasoline on a fire. But I could have a beer every now and then with a meal. I could do that. But then it's going to be only a matter of time before I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have that shot. I think I'm going to take that tequila shot with the beer. And I think I'm going to go ahead and mix those two and then boom, throw it down the hatch. And then I'm like, oh, fucking game on. Game on. And then I'm out womanizing, screwing in the back alley, getting arrested, you know, the usual. I was crazy. I was a crazy motherfucker. No doubt about that. My friends that see me turn my life around right now, they're like, dude, who are you? You're like on the planet Mars right now. I've never seen anything. How did you change your life? David Rodriguez changed his life? I had no choice. All right. 95-year-old veteran kicked out of a nursing home to make way for migrant housing, lawmakers say. Listen to this. A 95-year-old Korean War veteran said he was given less than 2 months' notice to figure out where he was going to live after the nursing home he resided in was sold to become a facility for undocumented migrants. It's happening all over El Paso as well. They took over my middle school, Moorhead Junior High. And they're just bussing in migrants to there in a very nice neighborhood. Veteran Frank Tomorrow joined Rep. Nicole Malatotakis, a vocal critic of New York City's handling of the migrant crisis, at a press conference on Monday to discuss the reported deal. The thing I'm annoyed about is how they did it. It's very disgraceful what they did to people in the island shores. So this is how they're treating veterans, folks. This is how they're treating veterans right here. Kicking them out of nursing homes and filling them up with migrants. Mainly from Venezuela, by the way. Let's get to what the fuck news in what the fuck news What the fuck news? Goldie Hawn, have you guys heard this? Goldie Hawn. An alien touched me and it felt like the finger of God. Goldie Hawn may have had a very close encounter with a third kind. She claims an alien once touched her. Where'd she touch her? Where'd the alien touch you, Goldie? Was it in a, I can't say that word on YouTube, but you know what I was going to say. The actress and mother of Kate Hudson is known for appearing in the likes of Death Becomes Her, First Wife's Club, Private Benjamin, and recently appeared on Apple Fitness Audio Time to Walk. I don't know what the hell that is. Not quite a podcast. Time to Walk features guest speakers talking about their lives and experiences. And in a recent episode, saw Goldie talk about her extraterrestrial encounter. She got touched by E.T. She claims that rather than being ambushed by little green men, she had, in fact, asked aliens to visit her, and they did. Wow. That's like summoning demons, from what I hear. The star, now 77, revealed the incident happened in her 20s when she was living in California at a time where there were a lot of UFO sightings. I was outside my door and I sat on the little ledge and I looked up in the dark sky and I saw all these stars and all I could think was, are we the only planet in this whole wide universe that has life on it? So she called out to any aliens listening and she said, please, I know we're not alone and I would like to meet you someday. Is this real? And just 4 months later, she was settling down for a nap at a friend's car while working as a dancer and heard a high frequency in her ear. She claims that then she saw three triangular-shaped heads, silver in color with little tiny noses, no ears, and a slash for a mouth. The aliens were pointing at me, discussing me like I was a subject. It was the most benevolent, loving feeling. Goldie never forgot that experience and went on to speak to astrophysicists and research crop circles, claiming that she once dreamed about the aliens, and then the next day a crop circle appeared near where she was staying. The star is mom to grow up children, Kate. What? Each of her children, as well as her partner, are actors, and they have more in common than just that, as Kurt Russell also shares Goldie's fascination with the stars. So she got touched by an alien, folks. I thought that was what the fuck news. I don't know. In 2017, he revealed, Kurt Russell, in an interview, that the one show that he was the pilot who famously reported glowing lights in the sky over Phoenix in 1997 and what became one of the most famous UFO sightings in history. Speaking of UFO sightings, folks, I am going to have Joe Jordan back on again talking about the alien card. And I think we're due for that, I think, tomorrow. Let me check my schedule here. Joe Jordan tomorrow, 10 a.m. So I got Joe Jordan tomorrow talking about aliens. Remember what he said about abductions, that they repel in the name of Jesus Christ. So there's over 600 testimonies that he has that he's researched and looked into that talk about this. I also have Tina Peters. Wow, I have Daniel Brinkley. Wow. That's my therapist. I have a therapist appointment on here. I forgot about that. Yes, I do need therapy. Who doesn't? But you know I do. Ali Saratan. I got Ali Saratan coming on. I got Gus Minkler. I'm going to be going on his show. I do old school like this. I need to do the Google Calendar thing, but I don't. I'm a one-man show. Everything I do on my iPhone, but I do it like my grandfather when he had the Rolodex. We used to look at him like, why do you still have a Rolodex? I don't know. I do everything kind of old school, if you know what I'm saying. All right, folks. Well, I'm out of here. I'm going to get to, I got Lou Valentino. Hey, yo, Lou, I'll see you in a little bit. Hey. All right, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the Black Sheep of Broadcast. Are you guys going to watch the Tyson Fury Francis Ngannou fight? I would like to say something about that fight, if you guys can just hold on for a second. I kind of changed my view on it. Now please timestamp this video, because I do believe Tyson Fury is going to kick the living shit out of him. But I don't like how Tyson Fury's clowning around and his dad's doing all his talking for him. So please, if Francis Ngannou gets quote-unquote lucky and drops his ass or maybe even puts him out, told you so. Stay focused. If Tyson Fury is focused, he wins this fight hands down easy. But if he's jerking off, acting like an ass clown, which I see he's doing, and his dad's doing his talking for him, and he's not 100% focused, you're going to get dropped. You're going to get dropped and humiliated. Wake the fuck up. It's a fight. Wake up. It's a fight.